Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, June 11, 2013 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. We started the day today with a quick diary on how to detect fake hits from bots that claim to be Google. Many exploit scripts will claim to be Google by setting the user agent to the Googlebot user agent. However, one thing they cannot do is set up the right DNS resolution for their IP addresses. All IP addresses that are actually owned by Google have an associated Googlebot.com host entry. So by verifying this, you will see whether or not they're actually Google. I posted a quick shell script to do that sort of in bulk on a log. In one of the comments, a user did actually show a little PHP script that does pretty much the same thing and is something that you could build into your web applications. And while we're talking about a web application exploit, of course, we have still a little update about the Plesk vulnerability. The maker from Plesk Parallels did publish a statement now with a workaround. The problem is that the vulnerable version is no longer supported. So the real fix is to upgrade to the most recent version. But if you can't do that, Parallels now published a little rewrite patch that you can apply to your Apache configuration in order to block this particular exploit. And QNAP, who is making storage system for small and medium business, including a storage system specifically used for video surveillance, is having some issues getting some recent security vulnerabilities patched. If you are using the QNAP disk storage device, or in particular the surveillance station software, make sure that it's up to date and that it's not exposed directly to the outside. One of the problems is that even today, if you go to the QNAP app download site, you will, for example, still get an old version of the surveillance station software. The patch is not always easy to find and really not well acknowledged by QNAP at this point. So again, if you're running any QNAP disk storage device, in particular with surveillance station, make sure it is isolated from the outside. It's not directly accessible by any unauthenticated user. And once you get that done, then try to find the latest and greatest update. And a lot, of course, is still being written about the NSA whistleblower. In particular, the Washington Free Beacon had an interview with Edward Snowden. And shortly after, the website got compromised and infected with a version of the Zero Access Rootkit. This is no big surprise that malware is sort of jumping on the bandwagon here and is trying to take advantage of some of the sudden popularity some of these websites achieve with a story like this. In this particular case, it looks like a sort of standard commercial malware. The sad part is that even as of right now, I just tried it as I started to record this segment, the site is still infected and still spreading the malicious JavaScript. And Apple today, of course, had its big day with announcing a lot of new products and software. But one thing they didn't announce was a fix for cross-site scripting vulnerability in the Apple Store. The particular vulnerability is a DOM-based cross-site scripting vulnerability. They are a little bit tougher to find and fix sometimes, but either way, it appears to be in the sign-up page of the store.apple.com website. So definitely something that should be fixed, and it was reported to Apple about a month ago. Well, that's it for today. So don't forget, it's Patch Tuesday, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.